Do you care about phytoplankton? Well, I care about phytoplankton, and I'm going to tell you why. For every second breath you take, the oxygen that you inhale comes from phytoplankton, tiny microscopic plants that live in the ocean. As phytoplankton grow, they not only produce oxygen, they also take up carbon dioxide. As we know, carbon dioxide is a greenhouse gas that contributes to the warming of our planet. So scientists need to understand better where and why phytoplankton thrive, because their well-being is directly connected to our climate. But phytoplankton have a problem. When they first evolved in the ocean some billions of years ago, there was no oxygen. So when they put together the machinery for their cells, they used a lot of iron because iron was abundant. But as they started to grow and grow, they produced a lot of oxygen, and the ocean took up most of that oxygen. And because of that, it lost most of its iron. Because as it turns out, an ocean with oxygen in it cannot hold a lot of iron. So the poor phytoplankton went from living in a land of milk and honey to living in an ocean desert. And this is still true today. There is not much iron anywhere in the ocean. But there are some areas that have it worse than others, and that's the areas I want to talk about today. Those are the deserts. And those are highlighted on the slide behind me in the yellow and green colors. As you can see, these areas are far from land and therefore far from iron sources. But there's still some iron there, and there's also still some phytoplankton there. They just can't grow to their full capacity because they're lacking iron. We need to understand better how the iron that is in these areas gets there, because the supply of that iron may change with climate change. It may have been different in the past, and it may change in the future. And it's even implicated as a factor that contributes to ice ages. For my research, I'm investigating how iron reaches these remote parts of the ocean that are most lacking in iron. For example, one way that iron is delivered to the Southern Ocean around the Antarctic is with the sea ice. As the sea ice grows near the continent, it takes up a lot of iron, then it travels farther offshore, and when it melts in the spring, it delivers this iron to the ocean just at a time where the phytoplankton need it the most. I was able to measure this iron building up under the sea ice before the phytoplankton got to it. In the North Pacific Ocean, which is another one of these ocean deserts, iron is episodically delivered with dust storms from Asia and smoke from forest fires. Again, I was able to see this in my data. And what is fascinating about things like dust storms and forest fires is that these kinds of phenomena may become more frequent as the climate warms. While it may not be a return to the land of milk and honey, the phytoplankton of the future may find more oases to thrive in. Thank you.